Well, let us pray. Good morning, God, Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai. By whatever name our heart knows you, we say good morning. We say good morning to Christ our Lord sitting at the right hand, who at this very moment is interceding with us, for us, and with us. And we say good morning to the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who in times of trial and distress, too great for words, expresses our heart in a language that God knows. And I suppose that that would be a language of love, a language of feeling, a language of compassion. For we know that in Christ, He knows as we do, He feels as we do, experiences as we do. When we grieve and are sad, God grieves and is sad with us. Yes, God does do that. The shortest verse in the Bible reminds us that even Jesus wept. So, Father, as we come before you today, we bring our hearts, our lives, our struggles, our joys, our challenges. We bring it all into your presence this morning, Father. And we gently lay it on the altar before you. Father, help us to lay our burdens down, to come to you through Christ and to know his yoke is easy and his burden is light. To come to you in faith, to lay it down, to give it to you, to let you have it, to let you hold it, to let you keep it, and to let you walk with us through it, giving us the way to go, the life in it, and the truth of it. Father, for the many needs we've lifted in this congregation and those silently there upon our hearts, we lift them to you this morning. And Father, you know what they are, for travel mercies and grace in that, for a family who's sifting literally through the ashes, for a young person struggling with cancer and life turned upside down, for Carrie's dad and these what may be the final few, for her mom and family. Father, for every need in our lives, we plead your grace and mercy. And Father, for the larger needs, we pray for our church. But Father, they may not be larger. They just may be different. So we lift our church and other churches in our community and around the world who proclaim Christ and hold the mystery of faith. Christ is alive. Christ is dead. Christ is coming again. And Father, as we come to you, we lift up the troubles that we see, the problems, the violence. Father, we lift it to you and bring it before you. We pray for those in nursing homes and shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who are in harm's way, who give of their lives in service. Father, we lift them before you today and their families. And now we'd ask that you hear us as in heart and voice we join together to pray as you taught us, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Things of earth will grow strong.